Welcome to the UK Bible Students website. Questions and answers. The Church of Christ. Unless otherwise denoted, all scripture references are to the New International Version, British text. Question. Will only Christ's church be saved? Answer. Many Christians believe that Christ's church exclusively will be saved forever, and that the remainder of the human race have no hope. The Bible does teach the salvation of the church, but close examination reveals that it also holds out the hope of salvation for the entire human family. We'll use 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 as the basis for our answer. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labour and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Saviour of all men, and especially of those who believe. Here we see God's plan of salvation for two general classes. First, a heavenly elect class, the Church, referred to by the words, especially of those who believe, and, second, an earthly non-elect class, the whole of humanity, referred to by the words, all men. The Bible contrasts these two classes. The Church's call is by the election of individuals, qualified by their faith. The world's call is by free grace, the general outpouring of God's mercy, designed to bring them to faith. The Church has been called, developed and delivered during the Gospel Age, an age of faith. The world will be called, developed and delivered during the Millennial Age, the Kingdom of Christ, intended to save the non-elect. The Church is promised the reward of the divine spirit nature, with heaven as their eternal home. The world is promised the reward of human perfection, with earth as their eternal home. Election versus free grace. From the beginning, God determined that a class would become sharers with Christ as his bride, and that every individual member of this select group would possess certain characteristics and qualities. Romans chapter 8 verses 28 and 29. During the Gospel Age, God selected the individuals who would make up the elect church. Revelations chapter 17, verse 14. It seems, however, that God did not predestinate or predetermine who the individuals would be. Free grace, on the other hand, refers to the comprehensive offer of salvation for all mankind, which will take place during the Millennial Age Kingdom, the world's judgment day, during Jesus' second advent, yet future. The elect to bless the non-elect. Why did God plan both an elective and a free grace salvation? God determined that the church would be selected first, having proven themselves faithful through trials, sufferings and persecutions. They then could be used as his qualified divine agents in blessing the world of mankind during the Millennial Age. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. The church will enable mankind, the non-elect, all those who are not of the church, to make good the opportunities to gain the salvation which will then be presented to them. All versus most. Note that there is a difference between universalism and universal salvation. Universalism says that Christ's ransom sacrifice on Calvary's cross guarantees the eternal salvation of every individual. The Bible teaches, however, that those who prove incorrigibly wicked will be destroyed, as is suggested by the following references. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you for listening.